Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Will the party La France Insoumise exclude Adrien Quatennens from its parliamentary group? This is the likely consequence to the fresh round of accusations from the Member of Parliament's wife, who has reported years of physical and moral violence. The party has told Quatennens that he cannot participate in any more legislative activities until the end of legal proceedings. The Member of Parliament denies the accusations. A few weeks ago, Adrien Quatennens admitted to having slapped his wife. He is due to be questioned by justice services on December 13th. There are several major topics of discussion lined up today in the Assemblée Nationale. Members of Parliament will debate whether the right to abortion should be included in the Constitution. Also up is a bill on prohibiting bullfighting, which has been put forward by the Member of Parliament for left-wing party La France Insoumise, Aymeric Caron. Yesterday, while Emmanuel Macron was on a visit to the mayors of France, the president stressed that there would be no ban on bullfighting for the moment. The number of law enforcement officers in public transport will more than double by the time the 2024 Olympic Games get underway. The announcement comes from Gérald Darmanin in the daily newspaper 20 Minutes. The Minister of the Interior specified that the number of police and gendarmes was going to increase from 1,675 to over 3,500. New units of 60 to 90 police officers will also be created in 8 major French cities. In Ukraine, Russia sent out a new batch of strikes which hit several of the country's cities yesterday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called it a crime against humanity, and for Emmanuel Macron, this constitutes a war crime. At least 238,000 people died in Europe in 2020 due to air pollution. This is the conclusion of a report published today by the European Environment Agency. The figure is slightly up on 2019. The arrival of COVID saw people with comorbidities linked to air pollution hit more severely. And finally, due to a strong swell out at sea, Morbihan and Finisterre have been placed on amber weather alert for large waves and flooding. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.